It's called For the People Exposed. For the People Exposed. Do you realize in this town you are living in, there is someone who is entirely alone, but for a pin wire arrangement that connects her to a shockwave? Never mind that she may have been the author of her delusion. Never mind that she may be lucky not to be an insensate stump. Never mind that she has not yet unplugged the tub of her functioning. It is fear that prevents her from abandoning her room, going the soldier road onto the zone, homeless, the urban nomad plane inside the common street. She asserted her shadow that sick and lit up, became detached and would not stay behind her anymore. It seemed to blink at intervals. She saw the reflection in faces, but the light she could not see. She only saw them fleeing, giddy to get into each other. The people, off they go, two by two. She was no longer of anyone. She was on a stage solo. Sometimes a face floats by, laughs, and goes. The play she thinks is to do with dragons or foxes. The prop is a feathered crown. The character is not to be taken seriously, she thinks, they think. And while the clothes on her shoulders faded and her scalp burned, she had no real idea why this was happening. Alienation is making me crazy, she thought. But then another coincidence would pull her head up sharply to eye the sky. Yes, that would be the wire. It rings her heart. Out it stretches for the one to hear. Tight, then dividing. The wire around this thing, then things ringing. Once she wanted a love so big it could hold together every errant piece of her diced heart. A million pointed pieces scattered through her travels, her heart. And as each falling heart part may become a star somewhere else, inside her replacing it is sand. That is what nature does. It balances deposits. The pendulum leaves and retrieves. What stays is her rickety chest. Inside, a bloody cup beside a glass of sand. And the rising cry is so far out, it is forgetting why it's there. And the pin that holds the wire in, she tugs on it sometimes. So what I'm saying is, if you know someone like this, if you know them, and you notice these things, and you like them, why don't you be nice to them? Because they are just about out. They would like a real friend. All their other friends are busy with their own crazy stories. And it is cold at the extremity, blasted, vast, and echoing. This world was not meant to be born alone. And this is not in the book, but maybe it'll be in another book, which I think is going to be called For the New Manchurians. And
what? What is it going to be called?
It's going to be called For the New Manchurians. Like the...
Manchurians. Okay.
Yeah. Like the candidates. But this is called For My Fellow Manchurians. I am the real Manchurian, broken to be the great ape in this outfit. Yes, an ape, an animal captive. You give me a crayon and a surface, and I will depict the bars to my cage. I've looked inside and begged my father for a favor. He said what I say, that he is alone and incapable. Thank God for his wife, though, the woman who wanted to kill me. These are the keys to my cage. I cannot bear to touch them, but I must. When they sold the kids to the government in the guise of God, when they set about formatting the children, I must believe they had no idea. If they had, would they? Grace, will you get in here? I am an optimist. I am an ape. I follow you to the best of my ability. I am bored, so I'll talk. I am lazy, so I'll drink. I am scared, so I'll scare you. You, out there. I believe in none of you. You can't get me. Ha ha. Or I believe in some of you sometimes, and then we can organize to survive. Friend, I am waiting, sprawled in litter. He laughs, our sun sets, a looming interest accrues. The boundary is no more. It hurts when they pull the wire and you can't go, when they hold you down and the current cuts you. Some of me is gone, what's left wants to follow. So, I know they are mad. They are spurned by real wheels in the air where our light sparks. Friend, why are you thinking? Recording mistakes and replaying them. I am an ape. I often follow caught in that loop. Despair, the bent head, they happen. Beware. Quiet. Real wills will take care of them. Confetti from this, I say. Spray it with something that shines. Or just get it out of my sight. Hello? I am hallowed. Shallow like a dream. You could really get into. Beware, it scratches and bites. I am scheduled to fight another ape. I will call out sick. It's a little accurate. This blinking light may go out at any minute. Those circuits, I found out who cut what. I was trained to forgive, etc. But I still see the system. About the cutting, a floor, a door, no window, and the door leads back to a lab. What is the work of an ape? An ape exists. They eat green. They beat their chests. They make nests and hold their babies. They go nobly. Dear God, thank you for not being my father. That model is out of date. I know I dated him. God, in the nest, the need, the light, warmth, the you who wants to hold a baby without smashing it down. Be my child, I say to me, and then I throw up, all the way up with the terrible blind that rolls over our pastoral. Keep going, at night apparently alone, you who think you're with it, you can get cut off. No, yes, what is here is what we've allowed, faithfully, stupidly, cryptically, mystically, or with malice. In my dream, the transmitter was taken from my mouth, Maud's dry a throat. Two men held me down, they were nice, no hard feelings, this doesn't have to get heavy, please, you, ape, see, this, only this. See, we are in paradise. The blind goes up. It's what the wheels are for. Gold time. You can taste it. Everything has a taste. Go ahead and try. God, why are you stressing me? Quiet and open your mouth. Volume down. No way am I falling for that. Quiet. This will save you. Something takes hold in you. A child is born. The cage is open. In the sky I am hiding while holding you up.